funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
To pray with us and to look upon your spouse and realize your spouse is a special, precious gift from God for you. So we invite all of you to follow us. Here at the Cathedral, we will have the renewal of marriage vows with those who are celebrating 25 years of marriage, 50 years of marriage, and beyond that. And realize it's your vocation. God called you to that way of life. So we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, and you will continue to bless each other. Now we pause in the presence of the Lord Himself, and we ask Him to help us, to guide us, to strengthen us, and to enable all of us to live our vocation. For most, the vocation is to married life. To few, it's to the religious life and the priesthood. But we ask the Lord to strengthen all of us as we live the vocation He gave us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." And at the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed and your sin is purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said. "Send me." The word of the Lord.
I give thanks to your name for your merciful love and your faithfulness. You have exalted your name over all. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul. The earth's kings shall thank you, Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord. How great is the glory of the Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will accomplish this for me. O Lord, your merciful love is eternal. Discard not the works of your hands. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises,
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to one abnormally born, he appeared to me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats that were alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of those boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. For now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
My brothers and sisters in the Lord, first of all, I want to congratulate all the couples who are celebrating their anniversaries at this time. All who are here in the cathedral and all other couples out there who have an anniversary at this time. In fact, we congratulate all couples as they live their sacrament of marriage. And to reflect for a few moments on the life that you live. 25 years ago, 50 years ago or longer, you knelt before an altar someplace in this world, and you pledged to each other your whole life. You said to your spouse, "I am yours the rest of my life." And your spouse said to you, "And I am yours the rest of my life." What a great sign. What a wonderful commitment. What a beautiful expression of trust in each other and in the Lord God. And you went out in procession after that wedding ceremony, out into this great, big, wide world. Life is an ocean, and it sure is an ocean. And you went into that ocean of love in your small little boat, just the two of you. But you had trusted the Lord that he would take care of you, that he would be with you during the storms, and probably there were some storms that you encountered, and also he would be with you in the doldrums. And a few of those occurred. but the Lord was always with you. And you continued your journey. Your little boat, guided by you two, no maps to guide you, no GPS to tell you where you're going. You were on your own. But the Lord God was your pilot. The two of you were just a crew, and then after a couple of years, the crew began to grow and grow. And then you had your own crew, and now, for many of you, you have grandchildren, and maybe even some great-grandchildren, because the Lord blessed you. You know, in the Old Testament, God's love for human beings was always expressed in marriage terms. God loved human beings the same as spouses love each other. That's your calling, to love one another as God loves us. And how does God love us? Totally. And you're called to live loving each other totally all your life long. And in the New Testament, St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, again we read there that Jesus loves his church as man loves his wife, as wife loves her husband. A great sign. So realize then that your sacrament of marriage, sacrament is a sign. Sacrament means a sign. So your sacrament then is a sign to all of us of how much God loves us. If I want to really experience God's love for me, I have to see it lived in your sacrament. And the Lord gives you the strength to live that sacrament. So every day, as you live your life, you are a sermon, a homily for all of us, of how God loves us. And above all, that great homily is preached in your own home to your children. If children want to know how much God loves them, or how much Christ loves them, they have to see it in the love between mom and dad. That's an awesome responsibility. But it can be lived. Sometimes people have such an impression of themselves that they cannot live that beautiful sacrament. And it's wonderful we have the two readings this morning to help us to realize who we are. A number of years ago, there was a book written by a Dr. Harris. And the name of the book was I'm Okay, You're Okay. Those of you who studied psychology may have to have write a report on that book. But the book was very, very popular for a long time. And he was bringing out that one of the great problems in our communities is the low self-impression some people have. They look upon themselves and say, I'm not okay. You're okay, but I'm not okay. And we find that in our first reading today, we find poor Isaiah, he's in the temple. Great prophet now. He's in the temple. And what does he say? Woe am I, Lord. I am doomed. I am a sinful man. I am no use. And he's into depression. Everybody else is fine, but he's doomed. But God sent an angel to touch his lips, and he was totally changed. And he became a great prophet. Who will I send? The Lord said. And Isaiah said, send me. Ready and willing to be changed, to realize that he was forgiven, he was empowered, he was okay in himself. And then we find again in our gospel, we find Peter there with his companions out fishing all night, because in Lake Genesaret, it's at night that they fish. The fish come to the surface, to the top of the water at night. So they fished all night, caught nothing. And he's a professional fisherman, owned his own boat. Remember, starts of the gospel, he owned the boat, so he was well off. And Jesus comes to them and says, you know, launch out into the deep. And Peter says, but we fished all night and caught nothing. And this, to Peter, was a real, real strange request. Because Peter says, I'm a fisherman. I know when the fish are biting. You're a carpenter. How would you know anything about fish? So poor Peter felt rejected. He felt not okay. He felt that everybody else was better than he was. Even his own profession, he couldn't fulfill it. And then they went out into the deep, and the words of the Lord were fulfilled, caught all the fish. And here Peter comes on, and he kneels in front of the Lord, and he says, Lord, I am a sinful man. I'm not okay. You're okay. What does the Lord do? The Lord says, you will be a fisher of men. You are okay, and do great things. So, in the marriage relationship, some one of the parties says, you know, I'm not worthy of you. I don't deserve you. You are too precious. And some people, they experience depression because they look on their spouse as being great, marvelous, wonderful, intelligent, and everything, and feel that they are nothing, not okay, not helpful for a good relationship. So you can look upon yourself like Isaiah, healed by God, like Peter, given the great responsibility of being head of the church, and you can do great things together. So that is your vocation. That's what you're called to do. And you have been doing it for 25 years, for 50 years, and for more than 50 years. And the Lord called you. Is your vocation. The Lord called the religious to their vocation. He called you to your vocation, living that vocation. And continue to live it in peace and harmony and in love. I do very few weddings, but I do few. And I always say to the young couple, if I could only teach you one word as you live your life in marriage, the word would be, uh-huh. And if I could teach you one sentence, the sentence would be, tell me more. And, you know, I have met with couples afterwards that lived with that advice, and they appreciated it. It avoids all kinds of domination or put down or I'm okay and you're not okay, so let me preach at you. No, God made all of us. God loves all of us. You're called to love each other. And the whole idea of Dr. Harris's book was, I'm okay and you're okay. So spouses, you're both okay. You're a precious gift to each other. Realize that every day. Affirm each other. Encourage each other. Be there for each other. And you go on your life journey out through that great ocean together with the Lord as your pilot. So may He bless you. And may you have many, many more wonderful years of marriage. And now we're going to ask all the couples who are celebrating this day, we ask you to stand. Or, you know, if you can't stand, you'll be there with each other. You know, seated is okay too. And we ask you to turn to each other as you did when you were married 25 years ago, 50 years ago or more. And you remember making those vows to each other. And you remember the excitement of that time and how wonderful it was. And now we want you to do likewise. And I also want to invite couples out there who are watching us by television to pause at this time, whatever you're doing, and you turn to each other and you follow our little ceremony here as we renew the vows. So, my dear friends, you have come together this day so that the Lord may bless and continue to strengthen the love you promised to each other 25 and 50 years ago, and for some even longer. Christ has abundantly blessed this love over the years. And so in the presence of God and those of us gathered here, I invite you now to join your hands and to renew your marriage vows. And I give you the vows right now, and you repeat after me. You state your name. Renew the promises I made to you, and you mention your wife's name. I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. And now I ask the wives, you state your name, renew the promises I made to you, and you say your husband's name. I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. You have renewed your declaration of love for one another before God and His church. May the Lord in His goodness strengthen your declaration and fill you both with His blessings. And again we say that what God has joined, no money must divide. And for those who care to have their rings blessed, and you may have renewed the rings down through the years, I will bless them right now. Lord, bless the rings that our married couples are wearing this day. Lord, the rings are a sign of their sacrament. They have made a commitment to each other. Lord, every time they look at that ring, may they express their love for their spouse. Always be strengthened with your grace, Lord, to live out that commitment. Amen. So, my dear friends, let us ask God for His continued blessings upon these couples. Holy Father, Creator of the universe, Maker of man and woman in your own likeness, source of blessing for married life, we humbly pray to you for these couples who celebrate their 25th, 50th, and 50-plus years of married love. May your fullest blessing come upon them, so that they may continue to rejoice in your gift of married love with their children and family. Lord, may they continue to praise you when they are happy and turn to you in their sorrows. May they be glad that you helped them in their work and know that you are with them in their need. May they continue to pray to you in the community of the church and be your witnesses in the world. May they continue to live surrounded with love in the company of their family and friends, and come at last to the kingdom of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And may the Lord continue to bless you and guide you. And as we say at the wedding ceremony, you may now kiss the bride. Stand now to profess our faith in our one God. I believe in one God, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father of all ages, born of God, of light and light, true God and true God, begotten and not made, of the Son. Give all thanks for him. For us, may the God of our salvation begin now and ever. By the Holy Spirit, in the cause of the Virgin Mary, amen. For our Savior, Jesus Christ, We trust Christ's grace to work in our lives. Let us present our petitions to our Father in heaven.
For the leaders of the church, that God may continually purify their hearts, inspiring them to respond joyfully to his call. Let us pray to the Lord. For our national and local leaders, that they may be granted the necessary gifts in their work for peace and justice. Let us pray to the Lord. For those suffering from mental or physical distress, that God may ease their burdens and bring them full health of mind and body. Let us pray to the Lord. For all married couples celebrating their silver and golden jubilees this day, May they recommit themselves to further prayer so as to grow in greater love and holiness and model the love between Christ and his church. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here in faith, may we be attentive to the message of those who encourage us to grow deeper in our life in Christ. We pray to the Lord. And for all who have died in a special way, Juan Antonio Gonzalez, Bob Winsnat, Virginia Villal, Frank Garza Jr., Lucille Sonderin, and Nicanor R. Perez, may they experience the fullness of joy in their heavenly kingdom. We pray. Let us pray to the Lord. And for those intentions, we now offer in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving God, we call upon you in our frailty. Help us to be worthy disciples so that we can follow you more completely. Hear the prayers we offer you this day and grant them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept
us. O Lord our God, who once established these created things, shall sustain us in our frailty. Grant, we pray, that there may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for through his paschal mystery, he accomplished a marvelous deed by which he has freed us from the yoke of sin and death, summoning us to the glory of being now called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession, to proclaim everywhere your mighty works. For you have called us out of darkness into your own wonderful light. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sitting down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face.
Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that he should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.